It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, here's checking in at
number 5.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer sharply criticized a federal judge who issued a ruling halting President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration during an interview with Fox and Friends.
Well, I think you have one judge. The law is very clear that the president has broad powers to keep this country safe and to limit access to people that could come into this country and do us harm. He utilized that power in a very legal, constitutional manner to ensure that we are safe. Our people are safe. Our country are safe. Our institutions are safe. And it's somewhat sad to see a judge go rogue like this. It's a shame that we're not focused more on making sure that we're applauding the decision by the president to make a renewed focus on keeping this country safe.
Go rogue?
They would have been okay if the president had not. This would have gotten done if the two things. One, if they'd rolled it out properly and advised not just the head of Homeland Security, but also, which is unclear whether they did or they didn't. I mean, he says now that they did, so I'm going to take him at his word. Mm-hmm. But that had worked down to the people who were actually on the line to know what they were supposed to do. They had cleared up the green card thing, which apparently they had forgotten about or intentionally left out. Either way, not good. And if the president hadn't said, I, Donald J. Trump, am calling for a complete and total ban of Muslims in America to come to America until we figure out what the hell is going on.
It led to a lot of confusion. You're right. What exactly are we doing with this ban? What's happening? And then the rollout, right. Of course, we all know how it was. But then he tweeted about the so-called judge, calling it ridiculous, a terrible ruling that he vowed is going to be overturned.
This is great, though. Melissa McCarthy,
was amazing.
Played Sean Spicer and may have been the funniest of all of these things.
In a long time. I mean, back to Tina Fey and Sarah Palin, I think, would be the only comparison I can think of.
It's coming up now. It's coming up a little bit later mm-hmm. in the Top 5 at 5. So what was Sean Spicer's reaction to Melissa McCarthy's impression of him?
When did you realize that Sean Spicer was in play?
Walking out of church. I looked down. There's a lot of texts this morning.
Right.
I had to click on the link and see what it was all about.
And your thoughts?
It was cute. It's funny. I'd rather us be talking about the issues that the president is so committed to helping Americans on. But, it's part of American culture.
The Tribune had that he called it sort of mean-spirited and felt they are overplaying it a little too much. So
you know what's going to happen, though? Like, Trump enjoys the battle with Saturday Night Live and all that. I think Mr. Spicer is not going to enjoy this as much.
No, it doesn't seem that he is.
No.
He doesn't. His job is a very difficult one. And
it was funny as hell, though. All right, we'll play it a little bit later on.
It's so good.
Check in at
number 4.
All right, the president was in Tampa today meeting with and praising senior officers at MacDill Air Force Base, home to the U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, and the Southern Command.
Number 4.
Oh, we got to that already.
I think we did. I don't know. Why does it? Excuse me, Orion. I'm talking.
Number 4.
All right.
Thanks, Orion.
So the president was at MacDill today, and he was discussing the need to defeat radical Islamic terrorism. He also took aim at the media, accusing the press of not reporting on terror attacks.
ISIS is on a campaign of genocide, committing atrocities across the world. Radical Islamic terrorists are determined to strike our homeland as they did on 9/11, as they did from Boston to Orlando to San Bernardino and all across Europe. You've seen what happened in Paris and Nice. All over Europe, it's happening. It's gotten to a point where it's not even being reported. And in many cases, the very, very dishonest press doesn't want to report it. They have their reasons, and you understand that.
San Bernardino, Paris, Orlando, Europe. I remember so much reporting about those kinds of
really?
Events.
I mean, you don't have to say that, Anna.
I know.
We know that.
I know, but it's just, I'm trying to understand even what the hint of the truth is in that statement. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's not truthful. It's not factual.
You're fake news.
There's no sense there. I have to give props to CNN because they put that up and said he, what word did they use? Not erroneously. He falsely Trump falsely claims that the media doesn't cover terrorist attacks. It's just that's exactly what it is. We overcover them.
I think there's an argument to be made that, you know, at some point people, it's a lot to understand and take in. And so when the coverage goes on 24 hours or so, but there's plenty of coverage of terrorist attacks. Nobody's ignoring them. Oh,
I'll tell you who did. I'll tell you who reported. Daddy Wahlberg. Marky Mark's brother.
He reported what?
Didn't do a movie about it.
Oh. So that counts?
That was the only honest thing. It was actually Marky Mark. Donnie's married to my friend.
Patriots Day? Is that it?
Oh, man.
I don't remember.
Yes, that's what it is. Patriots Day. Okay. The point is that
what's the point?
It's such new territory. You don't even have the words.
It is.
I think that's it.
It's like trying to process what he actually means by it, and I don't get it.
You know what I love? The administration all weekend long on the shows. Don't pay attention to what he says. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to what he does. What? We're not supposed to pay attention to what the president of the United States says.
He does what he says.
Even Mike Pence was saying that. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't listen to him. Just see what he does.
Well, I also find that he makes some of his most incendiary remarks when he's sort of trying to distract from other things. So it feels like, okay, what else is going on when I see something crazy come out of
I don't think, you know what, I wish it were that planned. I don't think, I think a lot of it is just that he's just undisciplined and it comes off the top of his head and he doesn't care about the consequences. Violetta Podermedic cares about the traffic times, so.
Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com.
Top 5-5 continues right here, 720 WGN, checking in at
number 3.
Winning quarterback and God.
Tom Brady. Go ahead.
Speaks today after the New England Patriot victory, 34-28 victory in overtime. Gets Atlanta Falcons covering.
You so wanted the Falcons, and most people did.
Here he is talking about the game jersey that has mysteriously disappeared.
The jersey, yeah, I put it in my bag, and then I came out, and it wasn't there anymore, so it's unfortunate because that's a nice piece of memorabilia. So if it shows up on eBay somewhere, someone let me know. Try to track that down. So it's just such an exciting game. And, you know, it's an honor to be here and have the commissioner give, you know, present us with this trophy. You know, it certainly means a lot. And, you know, my kids will be happy to see that trophy. They always ask, Daddy, what about the trophy? And, you know, I get to bring them one home.
Was super. I felt it was awkward when Roger Goodell said, okay, come up here and get your trophy.
The whole thing was uncomfortable and awkward, as expected.
Come up and get it.
I thought Brady was pretty cool about it. Goodell looked like the frazzled one. He's like, what do I do?
Yeah, he's like, okay, wait, the trophy's over there. He's standing at the podium. Well, you know, it just looked weird.
It's good to know Chuck Norris and the Texas Rangers are on the hunt for the jersey, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got Chuck on it, Texas Rangers, Houston PD.
And Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft.
You know what?
Where is it?
Stumbling from bar to bar. Look, have you seen the jersey?
You know what? I think I used it as a towel in the locker room.
He's on the list of suspects, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And that would be accidental, I'm sure, in his case.
Right.
But Roger Goodell's on the list of suspects. The Russians, Putin.
I'd say Putin and Trump are the favorites right now.
Who took the jersey?
Yeah. Hey, Vlad, mm-hmm. Here's what we're going to do.
Get this. We're going to jack his jersey.
Then we're going to put polonium in the Atlanta locker room for the fourth quarter. All right. Checking in at, where are we here?
Number 2.
Here's our guy. Stephen A. Smith made a cameo appearance on General Hospital.
Oh, cool.
He's a big fan, apparently. He plays Brick, who sells undercover surveillance gear.
Yes, it's a recording device, but it also alerts you to hidden wires and wireless cameras. Imagine that you're walking in unknown territory. All you have to do is wave this around, and it'll pick up any hidden RF transmitters or cameras. If you're being watched, you'll know it.
That's all right, man. Where you get something like that?
Oh, why are you asking me about my boyfriend?
You know.
Why are you asking me a question like that?
I am just curious, man.
Well, you know what happened to that cat, don't you? The curious one?
No, I don't, but maybe you can remind me.
Okay, hey, hey. Brick. He didn't mean it. It's just the words, you know?
That sounds great. Apparently he's going to be back for another one. Another cameo.
Maybe the worst acting.
Wait, he was angry because the guy asked him where he could get something like that?
And why didn't they let it? He should have gone all Stephen A on the guy.
Right. I know, you thought
that was the expectation. Why would you ask me a question like that? How would you remember what happened to the cat? The cat who was curious? Recall what happened? You recall what happened to Jake Cutler, don't you? He had a camera on him every time he fumbled the ball, interceptions, every time he made a mistake. Jake Cutler is an embarrassment.
Why are we talking about Jake Cutler? I thought we were talking about surveillance equipment.
Stick to the script, Stephen, please.
He apparently, Robert De Niro was on his sports show, too, and he's like, hang in there, kid. Don't give up.
Yeah, okay.
Not totally impressed, but I thought it was in the true soap opera style of General Hospital. He's falling right in that happy place of exactly the way they deliver all the lines.
All right. And finally,
number one.
Well, this is worth revisiting. Alec Baldwin on Saturday Night Live, cold open, right? Do it. He's Trump calling all these other world leaders while the Grim Reaper of Steve Bannon stands over his shoulder. And I thought it was pretty funny, pretty good.
Yes. It was.
But it wasn't as good as Melissa McCarthy. Oh, we'll start with Alec Baldwin.
Hello, Prime Minister Turnbull.
Yes, hello, it's the Donald.
President Trump, how are you? I hear there's been a lot of blowback over your Muslim ban.
No, there wasn't. Everyone loves it.
Well, Mr. Trump, thank you for still accepting our refugees.
Homie, say what?
President Obama said America would accept 1,200 refugees. Your country's compassion will not be forgotten.
No refugees. America first. Australia sucks. Your reef is failing. Prepare to go to war.
Wait.
But then Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer.
Oh, so good.
This is a Golden Globe, an Emmy, and an Oscar. Even if can't get an Oscar for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the travel ban on Muslims.
Yeah, it's not a ban.
I'm sorry?
It's not a ban. The travel ban is not a ban, which makes it not a ban.
But you just called it a ban.
Because I'm using your words. You said ban. You said ban. Now I'm saying it.
The president tweeted, and I quote, yeah, if the ban were announced with a 1 week notice.
Yeah, exactly. You just said that. He's quoting you. It's your words. He's using your words. When you use the words and he uses them back, it's circular using of the word, and that's from you.
See,
that's on you.
Well, the best part of that, though,
what?
Is that that's almost word for word what happened in that press conference.
Oh, I didn't. Did you go back and look at the transcript? It's like similar to the kind of reasoning.
I think it's almost word for word. All the rest of the stuff.
it was a little out there and out funny there. For that reason. The way it took out the visual aids, moose and lambs for the Muslims. just kind of went, you know, really funny with the
My
podium.
Favorite was the Dory. He's going to show a repeat of Dory, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Finding Dory, yeah.
And then in the meantime, they're going to shut down national parks.
Right. So there was Steve Bannon, the advisor, holds up a visor.
Right.
I just
advisor. now, the but that's it. But so I thought that was kind of the genius of that piece was mm-hmm. in the middle of it. They used the real exchange.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That makes it even funnier.
It's your word. That's your word.
Not my word.
No, but he said it. That's when everybody jumped up at the press conference. It was like, one. And they're like, no.
It was him using your word. You used it first. So I don't care circular, what word that's back using. On you.
It'll never be the same again watching Sean Spicer.
No.
It won't.
I don't think Sean Spicer makes it past the summer.
No.
Before he takes a job in a... in an insane asylum, where he finds it to be a much more pleasing experience.
And someone said he swallows like 30 pieces of gum a day. That was what the gum was about.
That's going to stop you up.
Maybe that's why he's always so unhappy.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's close this thing up, shall we?
The top five at five.